the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, June the 7th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The election primary results seen as a boost to environmental justice in California. Also on the Thursday rundown, Sinclair Broadcasting to face protesters at today's shareholder meeting, and a look at how Medicaid expansion in Virginia is helping cardiovascular patients. Topping our news, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, the former San Francisco mayor who Politico reports spent nearly 8 years as an understudy to Governor Jerry Brown, secured a spot Tuesday night in the November general election to succeed the termed-out governor. Newsom will face John Cox, a Republican businessman who moved to California only a few years ago. Politico adds that California's outnumbered GOP voters coalesced around Cox after President Trump tweeted an endorsement of him late in the campaign. He was running second in Tuesday's primary with 26% of the vote, behind Newsom's 34%. Meantime, the election results are trending positive for environmental justice in California. Suzanne Potter reports on the likely defeat of Proposition 70 and the passage of Proposition 68.
Prop 70 would have required a two-thirds majority for the state legislature to appropriate funds for climate change-related projects. Lucas Zucker is with the Central Coast Alliance United for a Sustainable Economy, which successfully fought off a power plant proposed for Oxnard. He says Prop 70 would have been an obstacle to climate projects that fight air pollution, which disproportionately plagues communities of color.
We fought hard to stop this corporate attack on California's climate action because for us, the climate crisis is very real and very personal. We're campaigning against Prop 70 because these clean air programs have been critical for us to provide benefits like public transit service in our community, and we couldn't let them be sabotaged by legislative gridlock.
Proposition 68 is a bond measure that would raise $4.1 billion for increased outdoor recreation opportunities, water projects, and land conservation, mostly in low-income areas. Opponents said it would be unwise for California to take on more debt.
Shareholders of the Sinclair Broadcast Group are holding their annual meeting outside of Baltimore today. They'll be met by protesters who are fighting the network's proposed merger with Tribune Media. More from Ross Brown.
Free Press Action Fund, which is suing the Federal Communications Commission, will announce a nationwide series of actions urging decision makers at the Department of Justice and FCC to reject the deal. Dana Floberg with the Media Reform Group says the Tribune deal would give the right-leaning Sinclair control of more than 233 local TV stations, including four in the Minneapolis-St. Paul market, reaching 72% of the country's population and 39 of the top 50 media markets.
Recently, the FCC has made so many dramatic changes to its broadcast rules that seem designed specifically to allow this unprecedented merger.
Earlier this year, Sinclair was criticized after it was revealed anchors at its affiliate stations were forced to read a prepared script denouncing fake news and false reporting in the national media.
Sinclair is the largest local TV operator in the U.S. and owns 193 local stations in 89 markets. By the way, the network has a track record for refusing to air news critical of the Trump administration and hiring commentators who are Trump supporters. Free Press will be joined at today's rally by representatives from Color of Change, Common Cause, and others. A lawsuit filed Wednesday asked the federal court to stop the addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Andrea Sears reports the lawsuit was filed by the American and New York Civil Liberties Unions on behalf of immigrant rights organizations.
The suit charges that the order to include the question intentionally discriminates against immigrants and undermines the constitutional mandate to accurately count the entire population. According to NYCLU Executive Director Donald Lieberman, the question would discourage immigrants from participating, and that could have disastrous consequences for places such as New York.
Our political representation would be artificially reduced because the numbers of people based on which representation is determined would be reduced, and our share of government services would also be artificially reduced.
The U.S. Justice Department asked for the citizenship question to be added, claiming it would help with enforcement of the voting law.
Defendants in the lawsuit are the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Commerce Secretary Ross, and the U.S. Census Bureau. And finally, Tramell Gomes tells us the expansion of Medicaid in Virginia is a huge boost to those with cardiovascular disease, one of the top causes of death in the state.
After 4 years of back and forth over the expansion, Governor Northam is expected to sign the state budget today that would extend health care to more than 400,000 people across the state. Over the past few years, the Republican-controlled legislature pushed back on expansion, believing the extra health care would add unwanted expenses to the budget. Dr. Sean Chakrabarty says the passage of the bill will save hundreds of lives.
All those patients with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smokers can all get into the medical care system that they couldn't access before.
State budget leaders expect Northam to sign the budget without amendment at 2:30 this afternoon on the south portico of the Capitol. The expansion will also help thousands of children across the state who deal with heart issues at a very young age. Over 40,000 children nationwide deal with various forms of heart ailments that need to be treated, yet not all have the opportunity.
In November, Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah will also vote on similar Medicaid expansion. That would boost the total number of states with Medicaid expansion to 36. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.